Giger. Kibbies.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Joining me this week, as always, is my lovely wife, Lady Giggles.
Hello.
And Milo, the cat's in the background, like, chilling out, you know. He's
as he does.
Doing his thing. So, before we begin this week's episode, I would like to just start by sort of paying tribute, I guess, to Terry Jones. Those of you who know anything about comedy, he was one of the Pythons.
Yes, he was.
Part of Monty Python. He was a fantastic writer.
Mm-hmm.
He actually did the screenplay for Labyrinth.
Oh, did he? I didn't know. Did not realise that.
As well as obviously writing a lot of Python and things like that, he also wrote some books like Eric the Viking. I think it's Eric the Viking. He did a screenplay for Wind of the Willows. He's some of his bits were just like pure genius, and I'd like just to obviously take a moment to say thank you for all his work and you know, love you. I don't really know what the appropriate response is for that. I guess it's I love you. It doesn't matter, we don't need to go into this. So We have a subject for this week, but before we do, I found a news article that I just couldn't not talk about.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Go on then.
Okay, I'm not gonna bury the lead. I'm just gonna give you the headline,
right, okay,
which pretty much explains the entire thing.
Okay.
Man wearing Donald Trump mask jailed after hiding near estranged dad's allotment armed with knives.
Okay. Right. Why?
A dad was left terrified when his son was caught hiding near his allotment while wearing a Donald Trump mask and holding two knives. Keith Mills, 35, was jailed for 16 months after lurking near Hill Park Estate in Jarrow, Tyne and Wear on May 14th of last year. He had been involved in a family feud with his estranged father and had warned a relative he was going to deliberately damage his dad's allotment and wait for him there in disguise. Mills was also spotted rummaging through wheelie bins on Stanley Street the same day he was caught, which prosecutors claimed was an attempt to find out his father's address. The police were called to the allotment after the defendant was spotted acting erratically. When they arrived, they found metal fence railings at the edge of the plot had been damaged.
Right.
A search of the area was carried out and Mills was later located in the driving seat of a van nearby, with the engine still running. Mills was arrested by police after they found two knives and saw a Donald Trump mask inside his van. At a Newcastle Crown Court on September 4th last year, Mills of Pine Street, Chesterley Street, pleaded guilty to possession of a knife in a public place and possession of an offensive weapon, the Donald Trump mask, I'm assuming.
Yes.
The judge sentenced him to 16 months imprisonment last Thursday and also handed Mills an indefinite restraining order which bans him from contacting his father. In a statement, Mills' father told the court that he loved his son but was scared by his behaviour. I love him and miss him so much, but the way he is, I am absolutely terrified of him and I don't think I could have him back in my life for the stress that would do me. PC Judith Hotham of Northumbria Police added, Mills' behaviour on that morning was erratic and alarming. His actions understandably caused a great deal of distress for members of his family and frightened his father, who feared for his life. Upon locating the defendant, officers found him to be in possession of two knives that could have been used to cause significant harm. It is totally unacceptable under any circumstances to carry a knife, and we are committed to ensuring anybody who is found in possession of these weapons is rightly brought to justice. Mills must now deal with the consequences of his actions, and I hope this conviction makes him consider the impact that his selfish behaviour can have on others. So.
Silly, silly man. That's all I can say.
Well, it's just bizarre. Like, oh, I'll stick this Donald Trump mask on and hang out in the allotment park with two knives.
Yeah.
And he's not expecting anyone to be sort of like, you know, it's bad enough when somebody's there just in like a coat. Or, you know, oh, look, he's wearing a coat. We don't know who he is. Let's kill him.
He's not tending to his allotment, so he shouldn't be here.
And the weird thing is that he actually did cause damage to his father's allotment by, like, breaking the fence a little bit.
Oh.
It's sort of like, what is... This guy obviously needs help, and that's the weirdest thing that I find about the whole thing, is that there's nothing in there going like, oh yeah, they got him psychiatric help or something.
No, exactly.
I think that shows you the state of society, really. Yeah. It's like, oh, there's obviously something wrong with him, but like, let's just, I mean, because why would you wear a Donald Trump mask?
Exactly.
And when you see it, it's like pure nightmare fuel.
Oh God, yes.
It looks more like, I guess it looks more like Boris Johnson than Donald Trump.
It kind of reminds me of
who's that? There's a football coach that it looks like Kevin Keegan, I think. Let me look at Kevin Keegan and I'll show you.
It also reminds me of what's his face from the Goonies.
Sloth.
Sloth from the Goonies.
I'm gonna just bring up this picture. Look, see, there you go. That's him smiling. Anyway, if you want to know what the mask looks like, just Google Kevin Keegan, but look at the old photos of him. Sort of looks like him, but with blonde, like yellow painted hair. Just weird.
Yeah, very weird.
If any of you have estranged family members who might be buying masks online, just keep an eye on them and try and get them help. Don't just be like, leave me alone. Because they might come at you with knives when you're at your allotment.
When you least expect it, too.
Well, when you're at the allotment, you don't expect anything.
That's true.
But growing vegetables, I guess. Or drugs. Yep. A lot of people make grow drugs at their allotments.
That's true.
So I've heard. So, we had a little task, which was to come up with three cover songs that we really enjoyed. And I think it's only right that we just dive into that now.
Yeah, sure.
We did ask some audience members, but I think we'll start with you.
Okay.
You can tell us your first. We've chosen three each, and I asked the audience members for one, but I think we've got a few.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Some people have added a lot, like more than one, so which is good. It's always nice to have more than one. So why don't you roll off your first one?
I say there's quite a few cover songs out there, so it's quite difficult to pick. But I've picked Chop Suey by Richard Cleese.
Richard Cheese.
Richard Cheese, that's it.
So you've gone for the lounge cover
version, yeah.
Chop Suey.
Chop Suey, yeah. It came on my phone on the way to work today, and I was like, oh, I love this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you like about it then?
It's just considering how different it is to Richard Cheese, all of his stuff is amazing. You know, it's like I've suddenly got Beast, E-Boys in my head as well. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, so basically he takes he takes rock and rap and pop songs and does lounge versions of them.
He does.
So is there anything else?
What about
you want to say about him or?
No, well, that's for you. Got me into him, so you know more about him than I do.
Oh, cool.
So, you know.
Well, yeah, I'd recommend checking out some of his albums. His band is called Lounge Against the Machine. So it's Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. Like Rage Against the Machine, but it's Lounge.
Lounging against it, because obviously it's lounge music. Makes perfect sense.
He adds a bit of a comedy sort of element to some of the songs. I think there was... he just raped me by Nirvana, and he goes, here's one for the ladies.
Yeah. And you're like, okay.
So the lady's singing to the lady, he's asking the ladies to rape him. Which is very weird.
Very weird and very scary.
Right. Have you got another one? The next one?
Next one is, well, the worst of it, I wouldn't call it a cover as such, but it's, Weird Al Yankovic and his what's it called? My brain's just gone a little dead. and his
polka
ones, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, like, I mean,
they're
that's...
not like a proper cover. It's like he takes
so of... yeah. Go on, do you want to explain? I'm not gonna.
He takes snippets of songs that sort of go together, and turns them into a polka, basically. And
they don't necessarily go together, though.
No,
they
not
just
always.
Take snippets of songs
that he likes, and let's say some of them are amazing, just like poker face, womanizer, yeah, it's great.
Okay, and number three,
which was said on the Facebook post, which is "Pour Some Sugar on Me" by.
Okay.
What?
It's just I was like, what Facebook post? But you mean for the page?
For the page, yeah.
Because some people commented on the Facebook page.
Someone did, yeah.
Oh.
So it was, I think, it was not Matt, if I remember rightly.
Yes.
Said,
Pour some sugar on me
by NSP.
Okay. And what's, do you want to elaborate?
I just love it. I love the video. It was just great.
You love it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
So.
Okay, so,
And worst of it, since Dave's dream as well, that's just made it even better.
Yeah, if you want to know what that is, you'll have to go back and listen to
Dave's Dreams.
Some of the Dave's Dreams episodes, because, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I will admit that is a song that whenever I think of it, all I can think of is that...
It's his dream.
Is that dream. Yes, thanks.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah.
really helped us out there with that. So, I think for me personally... First one I'm going to mention is Ninja Sex Party again. They did a cover of "Wish You Were Here" by Pink Floyd. Now, that song for me is one of my favourite songs ever. When I die, that's what I would like played at my funeral. And I'm saying it here. I've said it so many times, and I just imagine like my ghost coming to the funeral. And then instead of it being played, it's something like, you know, the Mr. Blobby song, and I'm like,
why would we do that to you? That's just silly.
I don't know. It's just my luck, really. I'd end up just being okay.
The worst of it, if you want it, you put it in writing.
Yeah, I'm going to, but like, you know, even so, it doesn't matter. We're not going to go into this. So yeah, I really like that. It's one of my favourite songs of all time. It's a song that my mum introduced me to. And when Ninja Sex Party covered it for their Under the Covers album, it sort of just, I don't know. It felt like more like my version of that song, because it's, you know, I really, really like Ninja Sex Party and I really like that song. So it was... I don't know, I always feel like the original's like my mum's song.
Yeah.
And this version's my song. My version of that.
Yeah.
And there have been other versions by other bands. I think Limp Bizkit did a cover of it. And
Oh, I found another one.
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Okay.
Because it's Limp Bizkit. So.
Oh, I like Limp Bizkit, though.
You can like them. I just don't.
I haven't heard that song, that's all.
Okay. So my next one is a song by Real Big Fish, a cover by them, and it's called Kiss Me Deadly.
Yes.
Now, I actually thought that this was an original track originally. It was from their album Cheer Up, and it's just a song that I love listening to. It's it reminds me of being a teenager and going to parties and, you know, trying to pick up girls, I guess. And just sort of, I don't know, just living life, I guess. It's a really upbeat song. It goes like, I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing. And, I don't know. Every time I listen to it, it just sort of relaxes me and... makes me think of happier times. You know, back when it was all carefree. I wouldn't go back then, though, because it's, you know, no Netflix.
No, that's true.
I'd have to watch adverts on television again.
Boring adverts.
And some really rubbish TV.
Yep. Because Real Big Fish did another one that they did for that film.
Basketball.
No. The anime film that we like.
That wasn't done for that film. Somebody just made a music video.
Oh, I see. Online. But that's the video.
But you're talking about Hungry Like the Wolf.
Hungry Like the Wolf, that's it.
Which is a cover by from Duran Duran, the original.
I don't know who the original was.
And
I just like that song better. I just like that song better.
Yeah, yeah. If you look online, on you go onto YouTube and just type it in, Real Big Fish, Hungry Like the Wolf, and that's the other one. They've actually done a load of good
they
ones.
Have done
they
a load
they
of
did for basketball. Which is the one I thought you were talking about because you said about the movie. They did Take On Me.
Oh, they did, actually. Yes, they did.
That's like their most famous one. But they've also done like Boys Don't Cry. They have actually an entire... Their best of is quite cool because it goes songs by us. Then you've got the like acoustic versions, acoustic album.
Yeah.
And then you've got songs, but our best songs that we didn't do, that we didn't write sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they have all sorts on there. And it's very good.
It's very good.
Go and buy that album, or listen to it. Google it. Spotify it. Whatever you do.
Yeah, whatever music platform you have a look.
Amazon Music it. Doesn't really
doesn't
have a
work,
ring to it, does it? So my third choice is a bit of a weird one. There is a concert that I heard online, like a song from a concert, which is a Tenacious D concert. And it's basically, they open the show with a song from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, yes.
Called Heaven on Their Minds, which is about Judas sort of trying to convince Jesus of something. He's sort of like, look, you're going a bit too far with this whole Son of God thing.
Yeah.
Which then rolls into Flash. Which then rolls into Wonder Boy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I really wish they would do just like a cleaned up recording of it, because I think it just sounds awesome. It's really basic. It's just guitar and vocals, and I could listen to it for hours, and have done, in fact, and especially the way that they blend the songs. They go into like they do the Jesus Christ Superstar bit, and there's some really nice guitar from Carl Gass in there, and then it just goes like diddle bum 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 bum, and then it goes into Flash by Queen, and it's just oh god, it's just so sexy, and considering that it's just like a, you know, it's just a sort of throwaway beginning of a concert.
Yeah.
And
but sometimes that makes the concert there, doesn't it?
Yeah, they peaked at the beginning. Well, to be fair, Tenacious D never don't peak.
No, true.
Never don't peak. I don't know what that means. So, I'm going to go...
I also like Tainted Love by Marilyn Manson. Is it
okay.
Tainted Love? Yeah, Tainted Love.
Tainted Love, yeah, he does that.
He does that. I like that too. I went into a weird phase of Marilyn Manson. Just a few of his songs. Not all
well,
of his songs.
We were
just a
all
few.
Teenagers at one point. You
exactly.
have to justify it.
So, I like that song.
Yeah?
Yep. It's a good song.
Okay. I was going to do honourable mentions as well. Like,
oh.
I think Owner of a Lonely Heart, their cover of that song. Really, really like it.
Soccer Pop Stars, Sailor Moon.
Yes. And... A soccer pop star, most of their stuff is their covers.
True.
They had a few original songs, but there's a lot of good ones. I would check them out as well, guys, if I got a chance. If I were you, and you didn't want to end up in some sort of accident... Sorry, it sounded like a threat.
it did sound like a threat there.
I thought I'd just go full hog with the whole I'm threatening you
okay.
angle. The Misfits did a load of good covers. They've done a 1950s album, which is brilliant. And they even do like The Devil in Disguise. You're the devil
oh,
in
yep.
disguise.
Yep.
Oh, yes, you are. And then they did the Rocky Horror Picture Show, like the opening theme, science fiction double feature.
Oh, yep.
And I love that as well. It's so good. Science fiction. Ooh. Double feature. So we asked on our social media sites, And we got a response.
We did get some responses, which is good.
We got some responses.
Hooray!
Did we ever? So I got some on my personal, because I retweeted. What's it called? Just shared, isn't
it? I shared it.
So I'll do the Big Timmy's House ones first, because, you know, you guys, if you commented on that, then you guys are the best. That's all I can say. Because you actually went to the proper page. You didn't go to my thingy. Although I don't know whether people can see our posts, because, you know, who knows. So, first one. Aidan Boone. He says, Holy Diver by Killswitch Engage. So that's a Dio song. It's like, Holy Diver!
Right, yeah.
But by like Killswitch Engage, so it's more like, I'm a diver.
Yep. They've done a recent one, haven't they? Is it Killswitch Engage? They've done a recent one that's really quite good. I can't really remember.
Sure.
I don't know, I can't remember. It might not be them, actually. Pass.
I don't really follow Killswitch
Engage. No, neither do I, but...
Chris Jennings says, Disturbed, The Sound of Silence.
Nice.
Yeah, the Hello Darkness, My Old Friend.
Yep.
I've come to drink with you again. But Disturbed doing it, so he's like, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. They also did Shout 2000.
Maybe that's maybe that was, I don't know, pass.
Disturbed?
Yeah, maybe that was the one.
It could have been.
Could have been. I can't remember.
Where did you hear it?
I stemmed. When we were over at my father's house at the bungalow. We were talking about music. Carry on.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Right, so Dave Thomas, Mr. Jazz Chicken himself, says Frank Sinatra's version of Blue Moon is good. The only cover song I can think of that's not Ninja Sex Party. Lol.
That is true.
So, that's fun. So, now we go on to even more. Matthew Parsons, not Matt himself... Pour Some Sugar on Me, NSP. Also, Chop Suey, Shitty Flute is pretty good.
Oh, Shitty Flutes are great.
I'm not really sure we can count them as...
No.
But, as covers. They're just, more just comedy videos. Yeah. But the Dragon Force
one is brilliant.
Okay, your homework for this week, guys, is to put in Shitty Flutes, Dragon Force.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Okay. Are you ready?
Go on, then.
Dave Thomas.
Again.
Dancing in the Moonlight by Toploader. Dave Thomas. I think I commented previously on a shared post. Yes, you did. Blue Moon by Frank Sinatra was also good. Good old Kit Dunstan says Rockstar by Andy Kazak and Nick Nocturnal. Nick Nocturnal. That's quite cool. I like the sound of that.
Nick Knock.
I guess that's just like... You know, the Chad Caro, the Nickelback one. Where we all just want to be big rock star, but the beauty of
it.
Fancy cars.
Yep.
Okay, so once again, Jazz Chicken had to use Google. Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor is a powerful cover song. Original was done by Prince. That's very true. I think Prince actually didn't like the Sinead O'Connor version as well.
Oh.
Jazz Chicken. My boss says Crazy Little Thing Called Love, but she can't remember who did a cover of it. We can probably Google it. Do you want to Google
it? I'll have a look.
Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Yeah. Da-da. Da-da. It was a Queen song. I know Queen did it. Yeah. Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Queen written... the song by... Queen, written by Freddie Mercury. Cover versions of Crazy, Crazy Little Things Called Love by the Chipmunks. By Orino. Stanford. Quite a few people have done it.
Frank Sidebottom. Everybody Looks to Sing Queen by Frank Sidebottom. I want to hear that version more than anything.
Anything else.
Mud did it. Buffalo Chips. So there is a lot.
There's
so
a lot of people who
there's a lot of people that covered it. That's quite cool. Tainted Love by Soft Cell. Didn't even know that was a cover. That's another Dave one. Wait, Tainted Love is a cover. The Soft Cell version.
I don't know. Pass.
It says that the original artist is Soft Cell cover.
Well, no, Marilyn Manson did a cover.
Yeah.
Hence why I've said it. Composed by Ed Cobb, formerly American Greek.
Originally recorded by Gloria Jones. Yeah, so it is.
Yeah, apparently so.
Wow,
I did not know that.
Okay. So yeah, Soft Cell.
After being covered and reworked by English synth pop Soft Cell.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one, because that actually made it.
Marilyn Manson. There's Marilyn Manson. It's there too.
Okay, so he passed the message around again. And so Jazz Chicken's mum says, Red Red Wine by UB40.
Red Red Wine.
That was originally done by Neil Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Shadow Pixie says Zombie by Bad Wolves. That's the zombie. Hey, 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 hey.
Okay.
okay. Tom Pearson has sent in Pure Imagination by the Smoking Popes. Is a cracker. Otherwise, any me first in the Gimme Gimme Gimmies. So, it's Pure Imagination, is that? Come with me and
that's
you'll
what I
see.
Thought. Into your
imagination. You will see me pee when you stutter masturbation. I'm just making up words. Okay.
But no, see, that's Pure Imagination. Is it called Pure Imagination?
That's what I said, yeah.
Oh, okay.
By the Smoking Popes.
But this is a song written for the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, so the Smoking Popes covered it.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's saying.
Okay. Got it.
Dave Thomas, once again, Jazz Chicken, has said, I've been given another one, Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley. Everybody's done Hallelujah. That's like one of the most over-covered songs.
Yeah. That is very true.
And Not Not Matt has chimed in again. How about the Witcher song covered by everyone on YouTube? The Toss a Coin to Your Witcher song.
Yeah, Toss a Coin to Your Witcher.
That's going around.
That is going around.
A bit too much. And we've also had one from Wallach, and he sent a link. It's the Advantage Solar Jetman Braveheart level from Elf titled.
Oh, for a game.
Oh. Oh wow, listen to this. I don't know how much of this we can play.
I think it's
probably it.
That's probably it.
I'm at the limit. Yes. There are a few video game cover music covers actually as well that I like, where there's I think it's it's Nate Wants to Battle featuring Aaron Hansen, and it's the it's Infinite from Sonic Forces.
Yeah, I was about to say Sonic Forces.
It's proper badass.
Yeah, it's really
Aaron just like rapping on it. He's like, yeah, boy, yeah. Oh, and there's Jonathan Young stuff on YouTube. Most of that's good. It's like Disney songs and anime themes and all sorts of things.
Yeah. There's loads of stuff actually, if we're thinking about it.
I mean, in all technicality, a lot of the video game music, some of the stuff that we listen to, is covers.
Yeah.
Because they've reworked it into an orchestral piece or something
that's it,
like
exactly.
that. So there's loads of covers.
There's loads of covers.
I had fun with this section.
Yeah. Thinking about it, and I was like, ooh, what about that one? And ooh, what about that one?
Yeah.
Ooh, my God, what about that one?
Your homework for this week, guys, as well, is to just look up all of those different songs and artists and have a look.
Yeah.
Pick out your own favourites and you can always join the conversation. Maybe we'll re-look at it later. You know, I'm up for any odd thing. I might actually start doing polls so you guys can contribute to the episode, so then I don't have to come up with loads and loads of stuff.
Themes.
Anyway, I think that's probably going to do us for this week. So thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on Twitch. Don't forget to check out the YouTube page, the Facebook page,
the Twitter page.
I'm on Instagram as BigTimmy87, but I wouldn't count on any photos because I keep forgetting to put stuff on social media. Do you have anything else to say?
Nope. Just enjoy your music. That's all I can say.
Yes. And if any of you want to make a Spotify list of all these songs, feel free.
Yeah, totally. Ping us into it.
Yeah. I don't know how to use Spotify,
no,
so
but
maybe I should learn. And then do a Spotify playlist of all the songs we ever talk about.
Yeah. No, do a Spotify and then say, we need to come over. And then we'll come over and then we'll enjoy your music.
What?
They do a Spotify. They say, come over, I have a Spotify list. We say, yes. We go over.
Over to where?
To whoever said...
Okay. This might be expensive. Though, if somebody in America does
true,
it...
True, that's true.
We might be like, oh
well,
my God.
Well, within reason, I would say then. Within reason.
Okay. So, we're going to turn up at your house and listen to Spotify playlists.
And then just run away.
And then run away. Oh, no, what? Come on. At least let us, you know, have a cup of tea or something. Anyway, I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
Get out of my house.
Bye.
And listen to some music.
Yes, do so.
You don't have to listen to cover songs. We have just discussed
just any music.
Just do it now.